welcome everyone to another episode of the JNR Basketball Podcast. My name is John. I am joined by Ronnie, aka Mr. Technical Difficulties. Ronnie, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So if you listened to the episode last week, you may have noticed that as the episode progressed, I gradually got angrier and angrier. And that's because we stopped so many times because Ronnie, he's Mr. Technical Difficulty. So he promised today's going to go better. I am skeptical. We'll see.
Yeah, it's weird. My computer kept dropping out for some reason. Just would stop recording. And then I got tickles in my throat because I wasn't feeling all that great because allergies. But
I'm not counting the tickles. I'll give you the tickles.
But I'm feeling good this week.
Oh, crap. It stopped.
Yeah, I know. That's so frustrating. I'm just looking up and I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah. I've been talking for like 5 minutes. It hasn't been recording yet. Yep.
And that's been fun. So March Madness is underway. Check out BovadaSportsbook.com for all the latest promotions related to the NCAA tournament. Hopefully your bracket is doing well. My bracket, not so much. Speaking of not feeling well, let's just get started with injury news as we are moving towards the playoffs. And everyone knows a healthy team is a happy team. And there was some big injury news this week. Let's hear it, Ronnie.
Yeah, so first one I want to start with is Sengun for the Rockets, Alperen Sengun. He suffered an ankle sprain and a bone bruise on his knee during Sunday's win over the Sacramento Kings. They're saying that he's not going to play for the rest of the year. So that's kind of insane just from like an ankle sprain.
Shut him down. They don't have a chance at the playoffs. Just better safe than sorry, I think, for a player like that.
But they do have a chance for the playoffs. They won like 7 in a row. Ever since he's been injured, they've won all of their games. So, and they're right on the border of, they're 11th. They're one spot out of the playoff spot and the Golden State Warriors are 10th. So they're really close. They could actually make it, Jonathan. This team has looked fantastic.
They've looked fantastic this month.
Yeah.
Previous months, they have not. I think I saw a stat somewhere that they won like 10 games in January and February, and they've already won 10 games in March or something absurd like that.
Yeah. The Houston Rockets had 10 wins in January, and in February combined, they already have 10 wins in March. I got that one too, yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but yeah,
same. We read the same articles, so that's good.
So Sengun, though, he was averaging 21 points, and so the fact that they're still doing good without him, that tells me that they have a really deep bench too, so that's kind of interesting. Van Fleet had an amazing game last night too, by the way. He had 34 points, so I don't know where he came from all of a sudden. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. Sadiq Bey, he's going to miss the rest of the season with the torn ACL. So he's for the Atlanta Hawks. So that sucks for him. Too bad. He averaged about 13.7 points. So he was a pretty decent player on the team.
Yeah, he's a decent player. He was traded to the Hawks this year. I forget what team he came from. I want to say the Pistons. But
probably.
Maybe the trade was last year. I don't know. I like Sadiq Bey.
Yeah. Cam Whitmore is going to miss approximately 3 weeks due to a knee sprain. He plays for the Rockets, so there's another player that he's been.
Oh, the Rockets! It makes sense to shut him down. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been out for a couple of games already, but they're still winning without him too. So how deep is his bench? You know, I mean, yeah, maybe they're playing easier teams, but I don't know.
I also think the teams are like, oh, we're playing the Rockets. Let's let down our guard a little bit.
Yeah, it might be maybe one of those two. You're right. All right, Kawhi, he's been exiting. He exited last game due to back spasms again in the loss to the Timberwolves. So I don't know what's going on with Kawhi for the Clippers, but he was pretty healthy this whole entire year, but all of a sudden now it's towards the end of the year and it seems like everything's catching up now.
It sucks for them. That's the story of the Clippers.
Yeah.
They're in fourth in the West right now and they're in the driver's seat in a lot of ways because they don't have to deal with the play-in game. They get matched up against the Pelicans in the first round, potentially.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, there's not going to be a good matchup, though, on the West side, though, honestly. Like, there's tough teams everywhere. Whoever you're going to get matched up is going to be tough, though.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about the playoff picture in just a little bit, so let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but stay tuned if you want to discuss playoffs.
Yeah, but Mr. Reliable, Ben Simmons, he underwent back surgery, so he's ruled out for the year again, so Too bad for him again. Lakers forward Christian Wood. He underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his left knee Tuesday.
So proud of you, Ronnie. Yeah. You got it.
I had to slow it down really, really big time. So yeah, he's for the Lakers. So yeah, he's all right, you know. Mitchell, he's been out due to a nasal fracture. So he actually had a procedure to realign his nasal fracture. This is something that he suffered in Saturday's loss to the Houston Rockets. Is this
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell for the Cavs? The Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I read this acting like you guys all know what I'm talking about.
And no one ever knows what you're talking about, which that's a huge bummer. I know Evan Mobley is getting ready to return for the Cleveland Cavaliers, which I'm excited about because I think he's a very talented young player, but they need both of those guys healthy.
Yeah, big time. And Mitchell, too. I mean, now that he has this fracture, you know, he's probably going to be wearing a cool mask, too, so...
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be doing one of those Batman masks, or do you think he's going to be clear? So. I'm always anxious to see like how they look and what kind of mask they choose to do.
Yeah.
I think they should do like a Spider-Man mask and just put it over their whole face.
I don't think they're allowed to do that. I think they have like clear black. I don't think they could do like, you know, the Cavs. You can't do like a red one or something like that.
Yeah. That'd an cool Iron Man mask.
That would be really cool.
So Pistons, Asar Thompson and Isaiah Stewart. They're both out for the season. Kind of sucks because those are, I really like those players. I mean, Detroit's my team, right? So it just stinks whenever I see that. But Detroit's been looking okay since last time we talked. So last time we talked, they've won two games and they've strung together.
Two games in 2 weeks. What a turnaround.
They've strung together five losses. So what is their record at? I'll take it. So we need them to beat the Lions. Who are at 14 wins, right?
They're 12-58 right now.
Lions were at 14 wins? Okay, so they're getting close.
The Lions, counting playoffs, 14 wins.
Yep, so we'll see. I predicted they would make it, and I still think they're on their way.
They have 12 games left.
But now they're down two more people.
Three.
I didn't take that into account.
Well, yeah, that's the reason.
Herter, they gave him the indefinitely tag. He's out indefinitely with a dislocated shoulder, a labral tear.
I'm sorry,
this is Herter, Kevin Herter for the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, that's kind of, he's like a bench player. He comes
off
the bench.
He's a role player. Yeah, he's like your offensive injection. He can hit the threes. He's a fine player. I had him in fantasy for a little bit, but he's just streaky.
Yeah. Well, big one for you for fantasy is Brandon Ingram. He suffered a knee contusion during Thursday's loss for the Pelicans. He's out 2 weeks, though, so...
They're going to evaluate him in 2 weeks. The MRI was negative.
Yeah, it says at least two weeks.
Yep. So if it's the 2 week window, he still has time before the playoffs to come back and get healthy. If it turns into longer than that, that really throws a wrench in playoff plans for the Pelicans for sure.
Perfect time, because if we both make the championship game, we'll meet up and then he'll probably still be out. Or maybe he'll get lucky. Yeah, maybe you'll get lucky and he'll be back. But
he'll turn and destroy you. Yeah.
But yeah, me and Jonathan are still both alive in our fantasy basketballs.
Hanging in there. Yep.
And then, so that's all for like the bad injuries. But and now we're going to go to like signs, waves, and trades. I want to move over to the Orlando Magic for head coach Mosley. So Jamal Mosley, they signed him for a 4-year contract extension. So they'll keep him with the franchise through 2027 and 28 season. So that's cool. Good job, Mosley. $40 million. Or no. Yeah. Wait, how much? It didn't say how long. It didn't say how much it was. Sorry. It just says 4 years. It doesn't say how much
numbers.
Yet. Yep. I thought I saw $40 million, but never mind.
Let's pretend it's $40 million. Yeah. Good for him.
It probably is, honestly. I bet it's really close. But yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's got his team primed for a playoff spot this year. I mean, obviously anything can happen at the end of the season, but they are in good shape to make the playoffs. And I don't know how long their playoff drought has been. It feels like it's been an eternity. I haven't seen the Magic in the playoffs in a long time, but
I know their really drought for an all-star player on that team has been since 2021. So it's been a few years. So they actually got one now with Cade Cunningham. So that's cool.
Yes, the last time they made the playoffs, they made it in 2020, which I don't know if that really counts because that was the bubble season.
Sure, it counts.
All right, it counts. 2020. So it hasn't been that long of a drought.
I don't like that people don't count the bubble because, I mean, yeah, what? They didn't have the crowd behind them, but they still played and they still won a championship. It's just nobody cared. Nobody watched. It just wasn't exciting.
A lot of other stuff going on in the world. So yeah, basketball.
No, there wasn't. What else? Name one thing that happened in the world.
Name one thing that happened in 2020. I don't know. You got me. Yeah. You got me there.
The 76ers signed former first-rounder Kai Jones to a 10-day contract. So the Philadelphia 76ers, they're hurting, right? Because they don't have Embiid back yet, and Reed is sucking right now. So they decided to sign this guy. And he's a 6'7" center. So we'll see if he helps them out. There's a picture of him where he's in a Hornets jersey because he was originally from the Hornets. And his hair is like, you know how that they have that teal green Hornet jersey on? His hair is the exact same color as that jersey. And it just, I don't know, it just kind of looks cool, but at the same time, it's kind of weird too, you know? But yeah.
Yeah. I'm jealous of anyone that has hair. So
yeah. The one that I thought was interesting, Isaiah Thomas, he signed a 10-day contract with the Phoenix Suns. Now, a long time ago, we traded Isaiah Thomas because we had Drew Bledsoe and Goran Dragic on our team. We had way too many point guards, right? And we ended up getting rid of him, which I was like, why are we getting rid of him? He's so good. But then he got hurt and everything. So, and then he's been playing in the G League. He did really good in the G League after he signed this year. That the Suns looked at him. They're like, you know what? Let's get him on our team. So now he's a backup. He hasn't been playing many minutes, but I'm interested to see if he's going to have an impact.
Has he played any minutes?
He played some garbage minutes when we had a really big lead. But
I see. He returns to a loud ovation from the Suns crowd. There we go. That's cool.
Yeah, but I just thought it would be interesting to actually play him, you know, like as a point guard. And then because I don't think Bradley Beal is like a really good like a point guard to where he's like sets up players to get them open and things, you know. But I think Isaiah Thomas could be that person. And I think if our crappy coach Vogel figures that out.
Like 8 years ago, I don't think so. Right.
No, I think he has a vision where he could get guys open. And yeah, you can help out the team, but I don't think the Suns are ever going to utilize him the correct way that they should.
Yeah.
But anyways.
You and your...
stupid Suns.
Recency bias. No, yeah. No. Stupid Ronnie.
So the Cleveland Cavaliers are signing veteran forward Marcus Morris to a 10-day contract. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that helps
last
him.
When was the last time we saw... That was Robin Lopez who was reading a book on the sidelines, not... I got my twins that used to be on the Suns confused.
Yeah, so there's Marcus Morris and there's Markieff Morris. Had to be careful how I said his first name. But yeah, they're both still barely in the league. I don't like either of them. But Morris, he's averaged 6.7 points. He's not anything great, but I think he could help
the
team out.
He's averaging more points than Isaiah Thomas, who you think can make a huge difference.
Yeah,
so.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know.
And then sad news, Otto Porter Jr. retired from the NBA. He's been in the NBA for 11 years. He's quoted, "I had the chance to live my lifelong dream of playing in the NBA. He said that dream was kept by winning an NBA championship. Unfortunately, my body is not allowing me to play at the level that I want or that I expect myself, and I have therefore decided to retire." So, yeah, that sucks.
Wow, 30 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Calling it a career. Good for him, though. Go out the way you want to. So I didn't realize he was a number 3 pick overall. Way back in 2013. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, that was kind of around the time when I didn't really watch the NBA, so I didn't really get a chance to watch him too much, you know. But the Utah Jazz just released him, and he was drafted for the Washington Wizards back in the day. So, yeah.
Well, we also have some players returning, and speaking of returning, baseball is about to be back. Check out Bovada for the 2024 World Series odds. Available now on Bovada, but who do we have returning from injury, Ronnie?
Russell Westbrook for the Clippers. He's expected to return anytime. So it could be today, it could be tomorrow, so we'll see. He'll be back.
It could be halftime of the game.
That might be one of those movie moments, you know, where he comes out of the hallway and everyone's going to be like, why is he coming back now? All of a sudden, you're healthy? That'd be cool. I love Russell Westbrook, though.
He's such a weird dude. But he's so entertaining. I like that he challenges players or fans to fights. I just love it.
That's why I don't like him. I don't like his personality, but I love his game. I do appreciate how good of a player he is, with the exception of all those crappy, if you put like together the compilation of all of his crappy shots, it would look really bad, you know, because he airballs a lot and he just like has like those moments you're like, what the heck, Russell, you know. But overall, I still appreciate his game, hate his personality.
It's so funny. Yeah, I like him because he's just a jerk.
Yeah, and the outfits he comes in to the game, which is so weird and everything. Oh, so such a weird guy. Desmond Bane returned for the Memphis Grizzlies. So, yeah, he's back. They're doing crappy. So good for him. Chris Middleton, he played for the Bucks. He came back. So he's been out for a long time. So that's good to see him back. Although he did miss last night's game against Brooklyn. So I don't know if they're just resting him since he's been back from an ankle injury, but I don't know. Hopefully he didn't re-aggravate anything. I didn't really look at that. But yeah, I just saw that he missed that one.
Okay.
New York Knicks, OG Anunoby. Did I say that?
OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby.
When I read it, it doesn't look like I say it right.
I know.
OG, he's playing again too. He's back after an 18-game absence for the New York Knicks. And he also is out again too. So he came back for 3 games and now he's out for 3 games with an just kind of like re-aggravated his elbow, it looks like. So we'll see what happens with that. That's all I have for signs, waves, and trades and injuries.
Okay. So I know Jamal Murray and Jokic were both missing, I think, Sunday's game, tonight's game, but I don't know. I know Jamal Murray had a little tweak to his ankle. I don't think it's anything serious, but
yeah,
keep an eye on.
I kind of stay away from the smaller injuries because there's so many players like
right.
LeBron is like day to day with an ankle. So
yep.
If it's serious, I'll report it. But what those ones, they're big players. So they're worth reporting on, you know, because it could be important to like your fantasy league or something, but I feel like they're still going to play sometime during the week.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. So one thing, did you have some news stories or do you want me to just jump into what I had here?
Yeah, let me go over some news. I'll just do it real quick. Yeah.
Real quick. Yeah.
Because I don't have too many. So Steph Curry, this is a weird story because, you know, so, you know, the presidential election is coming up and everything. And I love talking politics. So Steph Curry is in the news. So he said he could dip his toes into political world once his NBA career ends. So it's just a stupid article, but it just made me think like, man, Steph Curry, like he's so popular in the NBA and he does have that look, you know, where like the girls kind of like, they love his eyes and everything like that. You know how I always talk about eyes too.
Oh, I know how you love eyes. Yeah.
But could you imagine him running for president and like actually like winning the election? I mean, Donald Trump did it. So what if someone like Steph Curry did it? Do you
think? Well, I think you got, look at like Kevin Johnson, former Suns, who became the mayor, the governor?
Yeah,
Arnold
Schwarzenegger for another example.
Well,
governor
I'm just
California.
Talking specifically basketball players, right?
Yeah, okay.
So it's not unheard of. Let's see, Kevin Johnson. Yeah, he was the mayor of Sacramento for quite some time, I think. So it's not unheard of that basketball players move into politics. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that taints to a certain part their reputation, not the reputation, their legacy in the game of basketball. But if that's his calling and that's what he wants to do, then, you know, go ahead and do it. I would vote for Steph Curry, especially if like suddenly wars were fought on the basketball court. Who else would you want as president?
Yeah, Steph Curry, right?
Steph Curry, sniper shooter, right? Yeah. That
sniper
should
from
be
three.
100%. Instead of presidential debates, let's just do a game of one-on-one.
Yes.
And then Steph Curry is going to just dominate.
Yep. That's how we'll just vote for our presidents. It'll just
That's
be one
Ooh.
NBA president versus another.
It'll
NBA
be like
president.
A skills challenge, a three-point competition, and then just like a game of horse or something.
Man, I agree. Let's do it.
I would actually really enjoy watching the two current presidential nominees go head-to-head in a game of basketball because it would just be embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
Like laughable bad.
I mean, well, Donald Trump, he plays golf, so I think he might have the edge. What's our president's name?
Oh, boy.
I don't see him doing anything athletic, so I think Trump would probably win that.
If you're athletic, Trump and athletic in the same sentence. I mean,
I know, right? He's like rolling around the golf course.
Yeah, there we go. Let's have him. Let's have the two old guys play a game of basketball. And I know we've talked about it before, but those are the kind of bets I want to see on Bovada. I want to see old men basketball parlays and how many hips are going to be broken.
Victor Wembanyama was in the news. He said that Rudy Gobert, he has a chance to win Defensive Player of the Year, but he says after this year, if he wins it, then it's my award. You know, he's pretty much claiming it. He's probably going to win it, honestly, because he's averaging like 5 blocks a game. So, yeah, Gobert is still an excellent player. Gobert's averaging like 3 blocks a game, but Wembanyama, he's probably going to take it this year because he's looking fantastic. So, he's basically just in the news just saying, it's no longer his turn, it's my turn. So, I thought that was kind of like a bold statement.
Get a little cocky. Yeah.
And Gobert was, you know, he's praising Wembanyama, you know, because they're both Frenchmen, so they're kind of on the same team. And isn't it weird that the French are playing defense? Interesting. But yeah, just that was a small little
Ronnie
part
will be
of the
here
news.
All week. Yep. Catch his stand-up act on.
Set him up and knock him down.
Hi-yo!
All right. So then Kevin Durant, he passed Shaq for the 8th on all-time scoring list.
Wow.
Did you watch this game by any chance? Did you see that?
I did not. No, that's cool.
So during the break, Shaquille O'Neal got on the big screen, and he kind of like congratulated Durant from the TNT studio. I just thought that was really cool, and yeah, it's just kind of interesting. And Durant didn't really seem like he cared, but I still thought it was really cool to see that, you know. So yeah, cool. But congratulations, Kevin Durant, passing someone like Shaq on the list. That's pretty amazing. And
yeah,
I wonder how much farther he'll end up going in his career too, because he's looking pretty good still.
He's getting up there in age. Next on the list for him is Wilt Chamberlain, and he's about 3,000 points behind Wilt Chamberlain right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too many. If he plays a full year, he'll probably get that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and then Chris Paul, he was in the news because he got ejected. He got 2 technicals at the end of Friday's game. It was to the Indiana Pacers. He called Tony Brothers a TikToker. He says that's why he got ejected. So Chris Paul said he's talking to me and I talk back. He said, I called him a TikToker and I got a tech. Second one, I just said, that's too much power. And he gave me another tech. And then he was out of there with 6 seconds left. So it was kind of interesting. So I was like, what's going on here? So, and they said, when he was asked what TikToker meant, Paul responded, he's the judge, the jury, and all that. I was like, what's going on? So turns out that, Tony Brothers, he was on TikTok and
He likes to do TikTok dances all the time. I see him regularly. He's twerking.
And he was basically quoted on TikTok that made this quote. He says, I really care too much. I don't really care much for basketball. He said, and then he called himself the judge, the jury, prosecutor, attorney, defense attorney. And so ever since that, I guess Chris Paul got a hold of that. And at the end of the game, he decided to call him out right in the middle of the game. And yeah, Brothers called 2 technicals on him and got him out of the game after that. It's kind of weird that
embarrassed.
Very interesting that how that went down. So I don't know, just kind of weird. I wonder if, I mean, now let's say like they're in the playoffs and everything, and then Chris Paul's going to face up against his ref again.
Yeah, well, it's going to be Tony Brothers and Scott Foster. And yeah. Chris Paul's going to be like, shit.
Exactly, right. So, I mean, he's not helping himself in the playoffs at all. And if I was any team right now, I wouldn't want him on my team right now and with this going on. But I don't know, just interesting. All right,
after watching the documentary about the corruption with Tim Donaghy and all of that, it definitely gives me a new light on officials. And yeah, I feel like if they don't like you, they're going to screw you. And
yeah, absolutely.
It's so frustrating to watch when it's, especially if you're a Warriors fan and you're seeing this happen, because they have too much power. The refs have too much power. Mm-hmm. When it's so personal and they're calling it for that, it's not a good look for the NBA. And I don't know what the fix is, but man, they gotta stop crap like that from happening.
Just off topic, do you think that they do you think the NBA players and the refs, do you think they should be on social media like TikTok or Instagram and all that stuff? Do you think that maybe they shouldn't have that? Because I've seen only trouble coming from it. I don't see much good coming from it.
For like NBA players, right, they're trying to make a brand so that they can have sponsorships and have a success after the NBA. So to them, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why officials want to do that, especially if they're talking about work. So maybe that should be the rule if you want to be an NBA. I mean, these guys make really, really good money to be an NBA official. Maybe you should put some limits on what they're allowed to do or not do on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could get fired from my company if I were to post inappropriate things on social media.
Yeah, or things about your work that weren't true.
Badmouth the company. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it just, it seems like that should maybe be thought about.
You know, I really like that because you can't talk bad about the refs and you get fined for it. So if the refs are talking like that on the TikToks and stuff.
Why are they allowed to do that? Yeah.
Exactly, the TikToks.
It's so weird the way the NBA protects the referees and keeps them in the league. We see the same thing in baseball. There's a terrible referee. I don't know if he's still – or umpire. I don't know if he still does it. But Angel Hernandez is one of the worst just from looking at the raw data, regardless of your personal feelings. Looking at his accuracy, he is the worst official in Major League Baseball. Why is he still around? Why is the NBA doing something similar? If there's terrible officials, and there are – why are they still allowed to be an NBA official?
Right. Why do they still have a job? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I think it's Intel, but they will every year the bottom 10% of performers will just get laid off. They'll get fired. So why doesn't the NBA do that? Hey, you're the worst three officials this year.
Yeah.
Bye. Go to college. We'll find someone better.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You solved all the problems there. They just need to listen to you.
And that's why I'm going to challenge Steph Curry to a game of one-on-one to see who will be the next president.
you're Adam Silver Jr. Well, speaking of Adam Silver too, that's my next bit anyway too. So there's talking about the All-Star game and how crappy that was and everything. So Adam Silver has this idea to possibly have next year, instead of East versus West, have Team USA versus the world. And that way it might make it more competitive and it might help. But
we've done that in the past with All-Star games.
Did they?
I think so.
I think we talked about it because we were talking about like the FIBA series and how cool it would be to like have that in the All-Star game. I don't think they actually done it though.
I thought they did. I thought they had, because it was like Luka with Jokic and those guys are on the same team.
I think they had a lineup where it ended up being like that.
Okay.
That might be what you're thinking. But I don't know, I always find the All-Star games interesting because they suck so much. So anything they could do to help this would be amazing. So I like that he's considering that. I think they should incorporate what they did, you know, for the sophomores and the rookies game, because they broke them into like four different teams. And then that way, you know, you got to play hard to stay in to continue playing. I think that really helped that. So if they could just incorporate that idea, I think it'll be fixed. But I also like this idea too, USA versus the world.
I just accept that the All-Star game is going to be what it is. Doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah, I just miss the old days when they actually used to play. I just want that back. I think a lot of people want it back.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and then last thing I got is Jabari Smith Jr. Just last night, this is they had a kind of a fight go on with guard Chris Dunn. So this is with the Rockets and the Jazz. All of a sudden, these two guys, Jabari Smith and Chris Dunn, got in each other's face. And Dunn goes to like make a swing at Jabari Smith. He totally misses, by the way. But he was going for he was going for his face. And if he made contact, then he definitely would have been ejected. They both only got technicals, and they both stayed in the game after this, which I thought was kind of crazy, because I've just seen so many players get ejected for like calling out a ref on TikTok, you know. So, but all of a sudden, like a punch is thrown, missed, it didn't connect, so he stays in the game. Just kind of weird.
Like, both got ejected, what I'm seeing.
Well,
Jabari Smith Jr. and Chris Dunn ejected after heated altercation.
You know what? Maybe I mixed it up with maybe there's an altercation before that they got a technical first. Because I read the article, maybe just read it incorrectly, my bad. But I read it like they had an altercation and they just both got technicals and they stayed in the game. I was like, that's weird. But yeah, maybe I didn't read farther in the article when it said later they were ejected. So you might be right. Okay, so my bad. Dunn were both ejected in the second quarter Saturday after throwing punches away from the play. Yep, there it is.
Yeah. There it is.
All right, my bad. So there's a little fight went on and they got ejected. So I guess we'll just have to wait to see if they have any fines going on, or, you know, see what happens with that too.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because both these teams aren't going anywhere. But the Jazz were getting killed. It was 47-21 in the second quarter when this happened. So certainly frustrations play a part in that.
Yeah, that was a bad game to watch. I had it on yesterday and I was just like, man, that's like such a beatdown. But yeah, that's all I got for the news. That's my news.
For more stories on a wide variety of sports, check out VovadaSportsbook.com. They have boxing to basketball to baseball. Anything you're looking for, they got you covered. I got a couple things I want to talk about, and I just sent you this video earlier in the week, and this was James Harden passing the ball to Kawhi Leonard and then deciding to try to block Kawhi Leonard from shooting the ball. That was absolute madness. I'm not sure, like, watching it, you're like, what the heck is happening?
Right.
And after the game, he said he was just trying to have some fun. He's just easing the tension, baby. I don't know. What do you think of all of that? Is it a mental block, or is he really just like, yeah, let's goof off and let's have some fun?
I think he was having fun. I think, you know, obviously he's not going to actually block it, you know, but I think maybe he's putting maybe a little pressure on Kawhi to make the shot, because maybe Kawhi does better when he's not wide open like he was. So maybe that was part of it.
He did miss the shot, for what it's worth. Kawhi missed the shot, and Harden got the rebound.
I know,
which was also crazy. So if he would have made it, he would have had the assist. But since he missed it, he could have had a block and a rebound. I don't know.
You wouldn't get counted for a block. It would just be like a pass, right?
But yeah. I don't know what it would have been. It was stupid. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, but yeah.
But
so
then I was
weird.
Like, should basketball players do more silly stuff like that? Is that entertaining? Or I imagine if you're a fan, you're like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Well, did they win the game? Because if they won the game, then sure, it's fine. You know? But if they lost and they're touring around like that, then what are you doing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of funny.
Who are they playing against?
The Clippers are such a weird team. They were playing against the Trailblazers, I believe.
Oh, yeah. They definitely won that
game.
Because
that was my thought. Is like, were they playing against the Rockets? And maybe he thought he was on the Rockets,
right,
and he forgot what team he was on, but
yeah,
he never played for the Trailblazers. So yeah, it was sort of weird. Like I said, that team is a weird team. When you look at Russ, you look at Harden, you look at Kawhi, the three of those guys are like the odd throuple.
Yeah, I saw something similar to that with LeBron James recently, where he was playing against Kyrie Irving, and he kind of accidentally set a screen for Kyrie Irving, who's on Dallas Mavericks, you know. So it was kind of
like
interesting.
A flashback.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to see that little moment there, you know, especially from someone like LeBron. Maybe he's just so old, you know, he's just forgetting things, get a little forgetful.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? The other thing I wanted to talk about was the NBA G League Ignite. They have announced that they will be disbanding this team and breaking it up after, I think, 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with G League Ignite? Because I had no idea what it was. I had to go back and research it to see, like, why do I care about this?
I am a little bit. I just know that they have had some decent players on their team in the past, too. Like, Jalen Green is from this team of the Houston Rockets.
Correct.
Jonathan Kuminga of Golden State Warriors, and Scoot Henderson of the Portland Trail Blazers. So there's some really good players that came from this team. So it's kind of interesting that they're shutting it down. From what I know, I think it's just an accumulation of just no names that they try to make a team out of.
Yeah. So what it was players that necessarily don't want to go to college, but rules were you had to go to college. So they could sign with the G League Ignite, and it was a mixture of young players, like the players that you mentioned, and vets, and the focus was on basketball development. So the thought was they can make some money, they don't have to go the college route, they can develop here and then potentially be drafted into the NBA, or be drafted or sign with another G League team, or sign with an overseas team.
Gotcha.
It's just a way for them to continue their basketball career without having to go the college route. Especially if, you know, just until recently with the NIL deal in basketball, you weren't making any money, but you were making money on the NBA G League Ignite. And as you said, there's four players that were drafted in the top 10, Jalen Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Dyson Daniels, and Scoot Henderson. I would say Jalen Green's probably the best of those. Mm-hmm. None of them are really great, I would say. Obviously, it's still early with most of those guys. But now, with the NIL deal in college, as well as the Overtime Elite League, which we'll talk about in just a second, it really is, they're the odd man out, because you can still go the college route and make money. You can go the Overtime Elite route and make more money. And I think that's kind of the way that it's going now. So Overtime Elite, which we had two players drafted, the Thompson Twins were drafted number 4 and number 5 out of this. It is a semi-professional league for players 16 to 20 years old. They get $100,000 salary plus a signing bonus, and they play other teams. So it's like, I'm going to finish my high school with Overtime Elite, and then I have another year to develop without having to go to college, and then I can get drafted into the NBA.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to be around for much longer. That's just sort of my guess. Who knows? Maybe. But with college players able to make money in college, it just seems like they're gonna fold within a couple of years. That'd be my guess.
So there's Team Ignite and then there's Team Elite. And they both kind of do similar things, but they're just...
Elite is a league. So there's multiple teams within Overtime Elite. Overtime Elite is the name of the league.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that. I thought it was just a team.
No, there's like a handful. It's like a league. They play against teams against each other, but it's all these younger players that are trying to develop. So like, I'm going to use you as an example, Ronnie, and I'm sorry if you're like, hey, that's a jerk move. You went the college route.
Hey, and I did not.
It wasn't meant for you. Not basketball, just in general college, right? College is not meant for everybody.
Yeah.
And these kids that just want to play basketball. They don't want to do college. Why should they be forced to go to college? Well, that's why Overtime Elite exists. No, you don't have to. You can finish high school. You can do your quote unquote college year here, but it's going to be basketball focused. Yes, they have to take classes so that they finish high school, but you're going to be a lot more basketball focused instead of doing the charade of I'm going to go to college because that's what I need to do in order to make it to the NBA, which it totally is a charade. They don't care about most players, right, that are going to be the NBA. They don't care about the year at college.
Right.
They want to join a team that's going to have them the best chance of being successful in the NBA. So that's what Overtime Elite is. But like I said, with college, and if you look at the draft picks coming out, I feel like you have better success going the college route. But I understand also, you know, needing to make money. Money is money.
Well, what you said with a college, you know, letting players make money now, I mean, that's where there was a hole in the system, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So now that they're allowing that players to make money, filled. You nailed it with that. I mean, they're just really not needed anymore. So it just changed things. So I never would have thought of that affecting the G League, but kind of interesting. Well, also the Ignite, their record was 6-40. So they weren't really
a good team.
They're really helping themselves either too. You know, they're probably like, well,
but that wasn't the goal. They weren't meant to compete in the G League. They were meant to develop young players.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare those to other leagues. Whereas the other G League teams have players that have either had a taste of the NBA or are trying to get to the NBA, and it's more competitive. They're better teams.
I'm just saying, like, if they had a winning record, they'd be like, oh, wow, this is actually working. You have something here compared to a losing team who's just like, what are we doing here? Like, this isn't, you know, they're not even winning games. So let's just get rid of this, you know?
Just get rid of it. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
It's gone. So I suspect Overtime Elite will be gone in a couple of years. Now, the only thing would be if the Thompson twins come out to be just absolutely fantastic basketball players, which I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Any not evidence yet. Of that?
It takes a couple years. Early. No, not everybody's a Wembanyama.
Not everybody's a Wembanyama. Yeah, absolutely. but that's what the only thing that could say them, I think, is if they had just a string of successful basketball players come out, and they haven't. So it's going to be tough. I think kids would rather go to college, get that sweet, sweet college experience, and make some money now and just sign up for the basic classes and
sweet,
and do
sweet
what they
college
need to do
experience.
Sweet, sweet college experience.
Stupid.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, and I know you have absolutely, I didn't mention this to you at all, but I wanted to take a look back at the 2020 NBA draft, because this is kind of a crazy draft in the sense that there was Anthony Edwards, who was the number one overall pick, who is hands down the best player in this draft class, and then just all of the other misses that happened. So I don't know if you want to pull up the 2020 draft class and look through some of the names here, but it's crazy how bad some of these draft picks are, in my opinion. Now, a lot of these guys are still in the league, but just not very good.
2020 draft, right?
2020 draft, yeah. Okay. Anthony Edwards was the number one overall pick to obviously the Minnesota Timberwolves. James Wiseman was number two, and he's already bounced around to a couple of teams. LaMelo Ball was number three.
Yeah, just but injured like crazy. He's a good player, but he just can't stay on the court.
Injured like crazy, yeah. Well, I guess, let's see.
No, yeah, these players suck.
James already been traded.
Then it's Patrick Williams, Isaac Okoro, Onyeka Okonwu. I mean, I know some of these names, but...
Some of the names, like Killian Hayes,
barely.
Is not a name that's jumping out at you.
Yeah, these aren't good names.
You get way down to number 12. Where you recognize that name, I'm certain.
Tyrese Halliburton.
And it's just like, how did they miss that badly?
Yeah.
And Tyrese goes 12. And then you look down a little bit more and you see at number, where did it go? Number 21, right? Tyrese Maxey taken at number 21.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
How do you miss that badly on some of these guys? So it just always blows my mind that, you know, we just talked about League Ignite or NBA G League Ignite and how they haven't really had any players that come in and make a difference. It's such a crapshoot when you look at these guys and see what they're
part of it
doing.
Is just what the team names at the time. Like, for example, like we drafted Ayton first pick, you know, but you know, Luka was available, but we needed a center. We didn't have that at the time. So maybe some of these teams are missing that for the same reason.
I don't know. Did the Warriors need James Wiseman, a center, at number two?
Right.
When they had Draymond Green in 2020, who was an all-star?
I know. Maybe they needed a backup. I don't know.
I think you take the best player that's available, and do you hope what happens? You don't take James Wiseman with the number two overall pick to be your backup center. You think he's going to be the next, I don't know.
Who is that one guy? Iguodala? Wasn't he on the Warriors? And maybe that's part of the reason maybe they drafted Wiseman, because he was getting older and going to retire.
Maybe, but you still had Draymond. You weren't missing a set. I don't know. The Warriors had everything, right? They were dominating. I think you take the best player and see where you fit him in.
Right.
Or at least develop him and be like, damn, he's a good player. We can trade him for whoever we need if you want to do that route. We are getting closer to the NBA playoffs. Check out Bovada for their basketball promotions today. And as the playoffs approach, there will be more opportunities to take advantage of some of those promotions. Let's take a look at the NBA standings as we wrap up today's episode. The 2 weeks ago when we talked, we said, hey, the Celtics just clinched the playoffs. No one else has clinched in those 2 weeks.
They had such a big lead.
Which shows you how darn good the Celtics are. They're 57-14 as of right now. They're on a 9-game win streak, and they're just running away with the East. Are they going to be complacent come playoff time, or are they going to be focused?
You know, isn't it crazy with that record too? Because it was just a couple of years ago, and like, what team was it that they? I think it was the Bucks or maybe the Warriors 1 year where they're like fighting for. They had like a 10 year loss, you know, they're only at like 10 losses for the year. But all these other teams, like they're like second place the Bucks, they're at 25 losses already. That's a lot of losses for a good team. But 14 for the Celtics, that's pretty good still. But yeah, just kind of is amazing, like the gap there, how many losses there are. But yeah, will it continue? I think it will. I think they're starting to rest their starters and everything like that. And they're getting ready for playoff time. They're going to get all healthy. Yep. They could just put it on cruise control. They're not worried about any more games from now until playoffs, so they'll be good.
That is it's still just crazy to me how much they've run away with it. No other team in the East has clinched. Looking at this, I mean, we're going to have teams that are below 500 make it to the play-in game.
Yeah.
Do you think the Nets are 11th? They are 5.5 games behind the Hawks for that 10th spot. Are they going to catch them? Or are the Hawks going to be your 10th play-in team?
I think it's going to be the Hawks will be the 10th. I mean, unless there's a big serious injury that affects it. You know what? The 76ers might continue to drop. They've been doing horrible. So if any team has there's still 38 wins.
They're
though.
So far ahead. Yeah. They're 12 wins ahead of the Nets. there's not a chance there.
Yeah, but the 76ers continue to drop. So I thought maybe they might be, but
they need
no.
Embiid back, right? That's clearly the heart and soul of that team. There's a reason he was the MVP last year. The biggest surprise for me is probably the Magic. We saw how good Paolo was last year, and he's continued to be really, really good. The coach you just mentioned in the news got an extension because of what he's done there. I think I'm rooting for the Magic as the Cinderella story because of how bad they've been recently. But I think it's the Celtics to lose.
They just lost against the Kings too, 109-107. It's such a close game there. I thought Orlando Magic had a chance too. They could have tied it, but no, they screwed things up a little bit there at the end.
Well, the Kings are a good team. It's hard to... Keegan Murray on that team is now... he just has these great games every now and then. And it's tough to guard everybody when you have De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. And oh, by the way, Malik Monk can come off the bench and score a ton.
Yeah.
Or Keegan Murray can get it together. So
I don't mind Orlando's team. They don't have a bad team, you know? Yeah, they got Bankero, Wagner, Carter, Suggs, Hustain. I don't know who that is.
Hustank.
I'd probably put Cole Anthony in over him, but what do I know? I don't know who that guy is.
You know nothing, is what we've decided.
Hustain.
Hustang.
All right, cool.
I don't know how to say that. No, that's a good team. I think that's going to be, you know, last year it was the Kings as the sort of Cinderella story to make a deep run in the playoffs. This year it's going to be the Magic for me. Decided.
What about the Cavs? Last year it was the Cavs, right?
I feel like the Cavs were pretty good last year, and everyone knew the Cavs were pretty good last year.
I think that was like your team that you're rooting for because it was really young and they looked really
Darius
good.
Garland.
I feel like maybe Orlando is your new team over the Cavs now.
I still like the Cavs, but yeah, the Magic. I always like to see new faces make the playoffs, and it's Magic.
I'm a big fan of the Pacers myself. So they're 6 right now. They're 40-31. This is just kind of like I feel like there's not really big names on this team. It's just a bunch of people that were put together, and they're ending up pretty good. Well, I say that, but disagree. They did have a couple of trades, you know, with Siakam and
Siakam. Tyrese Halliburton and Miles Turner are all big names.
I know, but there was some other people on there, like Mathurin, you know, you don't know who he was, but he was stepping up, but he's injured now. The other guy, Nembhard, I think he's stepping up. He's good. Nesmith. I don't know, just some other pieces there that they definitely helped this team in big time, but yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. For some reason, I just like Indiana. They're always a team that they always screw it up in the playoffs, you know? I would just like to see them get past the conference finals and actually make it into the finals and do something with this team. It'd just be like one of those Cinderella teams, I think. That would be an interesting story to see them continue on.
I mean, they with the Siakam trade, they really kind of put their chips in and said, hey, we have a window with these guys. And I don't think it's going to be this year, but you never know. I think they're certainly – when you look at the teams – so let's just – this is going to be tough because there's so many. The teams in the East, which ones are capable of winning an NBA championship in your mind? Starting at the top, the Celtics, real quick, yes, no?
Yes.
Bucks.
Yes.
Cavs.
No.
Knicks.
Skip.
Magic.
No.
Pacers.
Yes.
Heat.
No.
76ers.
Yes.
You think – this is why OC – love talking to you, Ronnie, because you think the Heat are a no and the 76ers are a yes.
Yeah.
And that blows my mind because the Heat were in the finals last year.
Yeah.
They were a couple of games away from winning it. And yes, the team has changed a little bit, but Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, I would take them over the Sixers any day in a series.
Dude, Tyrese Maxey, Embiid when he's healthy when he comes back.
Oh, is Embiid going to be healthy when he comes back?
Tobias Harris, come on. Kyle Lowry's on this team now.
As it stands right now, they will play each other in the play-in game, so that'll be fun.
Buddy Hield.
So I would if you said yes to both of them, I would be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
But the fact that you said no to the Heat and yes to the 76ers is my objection.
Well,
because to me, they're the same team in a lot of ways.
The reason I say no with the Heat is because they just proven themselves that they can't win so many times, and I don't think their team's gotten any better. I just feel like they've
gotten worse this year than they were last year. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So they just feel like Tyler Herro's not even playing right now again. So they just can't really stay healthy.
Plus Butler, it's just hard to say. It's hard to say no to. That's why I was shocked.
Right. That's the reason why I give that.
I mean, we know Eric Spoelstra made a deal with the devil. That's why he looks so young, despite being in the league for 47 years.
Yeah.
And winning multiple championships. It's crazy. So, all right. Well, that was fun. Thanks, Ronnie. Yeah. Thanks for doing that with me. You ready to look at the West?
Top 10 real quick, just so, because I don't know. Not everyone has this in front of them. So it's Celtics, Bucks, Cavs, Knicks, Magic, Pacers, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, and Hawks. So Bulls is the last team I want to.
Bulls and the Hawks.
I might mention the Bulls because they're my team. They're my favorite team to watch this year. I don't think they have a chance to win at all, but man, they are just so much fun to watch. So if they make the playoffs, even the play-ins.
It's because you like Alex Caruso and his hustle.
He is a hustler. I love his hustle, actually. Yes, he is amazing. I feel like the Bulls are comparable to the Kings. They're just one of those teams where like they always play close with the teams that they're playing against, and they just create exciting games to watch. So If the Bulls are
in the teams has relevant talent, one of the teams does not.
If the Bulls make the play-ins and if they make the playoffs, definitely watch those games. I hope they get some sort of home crowd advantage in some of those games because those make the games even more fun too. So the Hawks, they're a crap team.
The Bulls
team.
And the Hawks will play each other. If the season were to end today, the Bulls and the Hawks would play each other. Winner of that games would face the loser of the Heat and the 76ers to try to get the eighth spot in the playoffs, which then means you're going to be the sacrificial lamb to the Celtics, who are beating either of those teams in a sweep.
Yeah, or the Bucks. You might have to face against them instead.
No, no. 9-10 is always 8. You can't move up to 7 if you're 9 or 10.
What? No, I'm... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got what you're saying. I'm just thinking about like where you end up in the playoffs spots after the play-in.
Well, yeah, it's 7 or 8. The Heat or the 76ers, whoever wins that game becomes the 7th seed and goes against the Bucks.
Yep.
The Bulls have to win 2 to make it to the 8th seed.
Yep.
Right? They have to beat the Hawks, then they have to hypothetically beat the 76ers.
Gotcha. Exactly. So no matter what, they're going to face up against an insane team in the first round.
We're talking the Bulls. They need to pass the 76ers or the Heat, and they're 4 games behind, in order to have a chance to not play the Celtics in the first round. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So if the Heat and the 76ers, let's say the 76ers beat the Heat, and so then the Bulls are playing against the 76ers, is there any chance that the Bulls could beat the 76ers and get the 7th seed? Is just no chance?
There's no chance.
Okay.
We've talked about how the playing game works, right?
Yeah, I think I'm just mixing some math up in my head.
Yeah.
The way I'm looking at
it. The 7 and 8th team play each other. The winner becomes the 7th seed.
Oh, yeah. They automatically become the 7th seed. That's right. That's what I was missing.
Doesn't matter. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Then the loser plays the winner of the 9-10 game to determine who becomes the 8th seed. So if you finish 9 or 10, the best you can do is the 8th seed in the playoffs. You will get murdered by the Boston Celtics.
Yeah. Yeah. My math was off because I forgot that you just automatically go into 7th when the Heat and 76ers play. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for straightening me up there.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm here for, Ronnie. Let's take a look at the West, which the Thunder have moved into first place, which is crazy because I never would have guessed that. I never would have guessed the Timberwolves, who held first place for so long. Those top three teams are all pretty close. Thunder, Nuggets, Timberwolves are 1, 2, 3 respectively, and their percentage points are all just within a hair of each other.
Yep.
Actually, the Thunder and the Nuggets are virtually tied for first place. No, I'm sorry. I think I'm like Thunder first place.
I mean, almost.
Any shock, surprise there? I mean, were you were higher on the Timberwolves than I was, so I guess you're probably not surprised to see them. Did you think that this is how it would go towards the last 12 games of the season?
Not exactly, no. I mean, it's kind of close. I really did think the Thunder were going to play really good this year because they had SGA, and you know they looked really good last year without Chet, and I said now they're going to add him, right. So I think they're going to do really good. So yeah. I didn't think they were going to be first, but I thought they were going to be more towards the middle, like third or fourth place. So good for them. Timberwolves are totally unexpected. I don't know. I didn't think they're going to be first at all. You know, I thought they were going to be okay, but yeah, they just had some time to mesh together, and yeah, it seems like it's working now. So the Nuggets, sure, they're pretty good.
It gets scary because after that's the top three, then you have the Clippers, who health concerns, the Pelicans, health concerns. The Suns, who I don't know, they concerns. The Kings are 7, the Mavericks 8, Lakers and Warriors are 9 and 10. And you're right, the Rockets are tapping at the door for that number 10 spot. And I would just be so sad if the Warriors aren't in the playoffs based off our preseason bet here. So
yeah.
It might actually pay off for you in the long run. That would be very disappointing.
Yeah, look at it. The Rockets have an 8-game winning streak going on right now.
I know. It's crazy.
The Warriors just lost another one. Come on, Warriors.
So let's do the same thing. I'll go down the teams 1 through 10. I'll do 1 through 11 for the Rockets. Yes or no, are they capable of winning an NBA championship? The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Why do I initially say no? I'm going to say no because of the inexperience.
Okay, that's fair. The Nuggets?
Yes.
Timberwolves?
Yes.
Clippers?
Yes.
Pelicans?
No.
Suns?
That's a tough one, seriously, because you have all this experience on this team, but I just don't feel like they're there yet. I'm going to say no.
Kings?
I'm going to say no.
Mavericks.
Yeesh.
It's supposed to be rapid fire, Ron.
I know, but
first thing that comes to your head, man.
I'm gonna say yes.
Lakers?
Yes.
Warriors?
No.
Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. The Clippers you said yes to or no to? I don't recall.
I said yes to Clippers.
You said yes to the Clippers?
Yeah, they could definitely win it all. Because they're remember, Westbrook is coming back. They're not healthy right now, but if they were healthy,
sure. Yeah.
They could definitely win
They have a very talented veteran team that's healthy. I don't think they're going to be. I mean, Kawhi Leonard was a multiple finals MVP winner. He's not afraid of that stage. The Suns, I agree with you as a no, because I just don't think that they're clicking yet. There's been so many injuries and so many they made more big trades at the trade deadline. I just think this team is still struggling to play together. And I said that going into the season, right, that they weren't going to win a championship because they needed a new head coach. They needed all these things to start to gel, and they haven't done that. The Kings are an interesting one because they're technically behind the Suns. I don't know. I want to say no, but part of me thinks yes because Mike Brown, as an assistant, won the NBA Finals with the Warriors. I think mm-hmm. he is a good enough head coach to kind of keep those guys in line. But I just don't think that they're going to be able to knock off these top teams to make it. The Mavericks are a no. The Lakers are a no. I would say the Warriors are a no at this point as well.
Yeah. Get on board. Sad.
I'm not on. Yeah. But the Thunder have been the biggest shock for me because they're first place, because they literally just built off of all the success of last year and did exactly what you need to do. They put those pieces together. They got the players working together. I'm excited to see them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm bracing myself for a first round defeat to potentially the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
And that would be sad to see, but I'm mentally prepared for that.
Who's your favorite team and just like your personal favorite? Like, who do you like watching in the West?
I like watching.
Like, who do you root for the most out of all these? Yeah, the Kings.
Probably the Kings because of the style of basketball that they play. It's fun to watch. It's exciting to watch. And you just love it when they light the laser. I mean, that's just so stupid, but it's such a cool little tradition that they have kind of established now. And they're really changing the culture of this Kings team that has just been a dumpster fire for so long. And now with Mike Brown, you made some moves and it's a fun team to watch. And
have you seen Malik Monk on the team too? Like, God, he is insane. Like, for such a little guy and everything, he has these monster dunks and he'll just change the game. And when overtime comes up, he's in the game and he's there to win your guys' overtime for some reason.
He's X factor.
Yeah.
Well, last night's game, he played 22 minutes and had 0 points.
Yeah. That was so weird.
It's like, wow, that's weird. And then the next game, he'll have like 48 points.
Exactly.
Absurd. He turns it on when he needs to, and it's so nice to have a player like that come off the bench and potentially carry the team to a victory.
Yeah.
It's cool.
He reminds me of DeSean Jackson for NFL. Like, every time in fantasy football, you put DeSean Jackson in, like, you know he's going to have like at least one monster game, but he's going to do nothing else. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, so Monk doesn't do nothing else, you know, but he does just have these monster games, but then just like for fantasy, he's just like, meh, just normal, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a fun team there. My favorite team is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're definitely just the most. I'm rooting for them because I'm such a big fan of Chet and SGA. Those two guys are just amazing together. I love that duo, and they have so many other pieces there that are just working together too. So, yeah, I would love to see them.
They're fun to watch.
Beat the Nuggets. Beat the Timberwolves.
I'd be rooting for them.
Yeah,
as well.
Beat all these teams that are like my enemies. You know, the Mavericks. Oh, please beat them. The Lakers.
The Mavericks.
Warriors. Yeah. Come on, guys. Oklahoma City. You guys are my team. I do really like the Pelicans, but I don't know. There's just, I think the injuries and just, I don't know. I'm just kind of expecting them not to win. But if they make it, like if it was like a Oklahoma City versus Pelicans, that'd be my dream matchup right there for the conference finals. That'd be cool.
Is there a team in the West that you think could knock off the Celtics in a best of seven series?
If the Celtics are healthy, no.
Not even the Nuggets?
No.
Defending champs?
I truly think that the Clippers, if they're healthy, they're going all the way. That's just that I predicted that at the beginning of the year.
Okay. So you think the Clippers could beat the Celtics in a 7-game series?
Yeah, the Celtics.
If the Celtics
absolutely.
Are healthy.
Yeah.
Did you get teams confused there? Because you said no, but now you're saying the Clippers.
Oh, I did say Celtics. My bad. So yeah, I did. You're so okay. good at catching Let's, that now. Good job.
Well, you say things that don't make sense. And like,
well, it's because all of a sudden you throw in something similar. Like I'm reading Clippers, but you're saying Celtics in the background, so yeah. I missed it.
So let me repeat it, just for everybody in the cheap seats. If the Celtics are healthy and they're in the finals in the East, is there a team in the West that can beat them? It sounds like you're saying the Clippers.
I think the Clippers would be the team to try to beat the Celtics, yes.
Is there another team in the West that could beat the Celtics in a best of seven series?
Best of seven.
Which is the NBA Finals.
I
Come on, dude.
Want to say the Lakers, but I don't really? Think it is. Okay. No, I don't think they have the depth this year. I think they're good. They have good people. Nope, I don't think there's another team. I think Celtics are the only chance.
Clippers.
I'm sorry, I say the Clippers are the only chance. Oh my gosh. How do I do that?
The Clippers are the only team in the West that could beat the Celtics in the finals.
Yeah.
However, you were hemming and hawing on potentially the Lakers. So I'll give you 1.5 teams. Okay. Interesting. I think that you can't count the Nuggets out because we did all last year.
I know,
we
right?
won a championship.
Yeah.
So I would say the Nuggets. I would agree with you on the Clippers. And the Lakers, you can't – I mean, LeBron is LeBron.
Right.
He just rises to those occasions. So I would say those three teams.
I know. And Anthony Davis, though, when he's healthy, that's like
– Yeah.
Yeah. He's a big factor. I think he's more important than LeBron.
Well, teams are going to start clinching playoff spots soon. And we will do a full playoff preview once those matchups have been set. And I am looking forward to playoff basketball. It's almost here. It's been a long season. I'm excited.
Can we trade Coach Fogel for the Suns for Monty Williams? Can we just do that trade and get Monty back? Because, God, Fogel sucks so bad.
So the Suns are 42-29. Let me check the Pistons.
Did you know that coaches can be traded and there has been trades for coaches?
Yeah. That's happened before.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, Monty can't win the big game. Monty is great at developing talent, but we're ready to go to that next stage. I think it was the right move.
You think Fogel's the guy to take us there? Oh,
I don't know if Fogel's the right guy to take us there, but I think it was the right move to move on from Monty.
Hey, remember last week when I said, the number one overall picks don't really matter because you don't win championships with them anyways. They always get traded to the other teams.
Yes.
Yeah, you do, kind of.
Vaguely, yeah.
So I did some research on that, and Andrew Wiggins becomes the latest to join the list for winning for the overall number one draft pick and winning a championship with the team. That was the last person that did it was Wiggins, so it does happen.
Not with the team he was drafted on, though. He wasn't drafted by the Warriors.
He wasn't drafted by the Warriors?
No, he was drafted by the Timberwolves.
Are you sure?
Willing to make a small wager after I confirm. Yeah, I'm almost positive he was drafted by the Timberwolves.
Okay. I don't know why this article is wrong then.
I lied. He was the number one overall pick by the Cleveland Cavaliers after a year in college. So he was a champion in 2022. Oh, okay. No, I'm right. He was drafted by the Cavs. He never played for the Cavs. He was on the Timberwolves.
I thought he was drafted with the Warriors. No. Okay.
He was considered a bust. Not necessarily a bust, but not... Yeah, a preseason trade to the Timberwolves. So yeah, he was number one overall draft.
I will have to do more research and bring this up at our later episode.
But that is interesting. I would like to do that. Yeah, because LeBron was the number one overall pick in Cleveland, and he eventually won a championship with Cleveland.
Yeah, after leaving and coming back, yeah.
But is there a player that was the number one overall pick, won a championship with the team that drafted him without going to another team?
Right.
I have no idea. Let's do that.
That was the research I was doing.
That's our homework assignment for next week.
And I think it ends up being the Spurs players, like Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
Tim Duncan, for sure. Yeah, those ones definitely make sense. But yeah, let's do that for next time. We'll do I think we'll be able to do a full playoff preview next time. And let's do that, make our predictions, we'll fill out our NBA playoff brackets, and we'll go from there. So, thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Yep, thanks guys.